Good afternoon, everybody. I am just getting ready to go out. I don't know whether I'm going to do a bit of a soundscape or see you later, Toofy, or whether I'll talk, because it's quite a busy road I'm going to walk down. I'm a bit apprehensive. I am actually pushing myself to do this. So I don't know how it's going to go. It's about a 15 minute walk, I suppose. I've done it with Obi the other day when we went to get Tooth, but that's not really the same as doing it with Niall. Although, having said that, when I go with Niall, we do have to go fairly slowly along there because it's very narrow sit, so it might not be too bad. If I get really tired out, I might just stop and call a cab, because, well, I hope that's not going to happen. I can't see it happening. I feel a bit apprehensive, but I think I've got to push myself, because, to be quite honest, I'm fed up with this shit. I'm fed up with just accepting this shit that I have to deal with. Everyone else is out. Sit. Good boy. Come. Good boy, come. Heel. Sit. There's a bag of rubbish there. I just left outside the back door. I'll put that in and I'll come back. I shall get a taxi home. I'm not going to go too mad. But everyone else is out. I just got to thinking, Obi's at work, Connor's at work, Ronan's out on a date, he's dating somebody, which maybe, I don't know, today I just suddenly hit me, he's 18, he's dating now, I feel a bit surplus to requirements, so I'm stuck at home, and I think, well, there's I just touched the microphone, come here, good boy, sit, there's not really any need for me to be, really. It's a matter of just being a bit sensible, really. Forward and gradually. Whoops, watch that now. I've got his health book. I'm going to the dentist. I've got to call in and pay. I didn't pay when I was there the other week. Well, it was about a month ago. Good boy, forward. Because they don't have they don't have a card machine. Forward, good boy, straight. So didn't pay and I haven't been back. But what happened was, in the meantime, I had a letter from the NHS benefit checks saying that they'd issued me a penalty charge notice of £112. Sorry about the wind, by the way. Because I had told them I'm on income support when I'm not. I never told them such a thing. I've never been on income support in my life. Good boy, forward. So I rang the dentist and they said they were really sorry. It was a trainee and she wrote down the wrong thing on my notes. So I've got to take the letter in. I've also got to take the cash in. And trying to get it sorted out. And then I've got to take him to the vets because I think he had anal gland trouble. I actually think he's all right now. But I want to get him checked anyway. And I might as well weigh him while I'm there. I'm probably not going to talk much more because it's busy along here. Good boy. Left. So it'll be a bit of a soundscape and me working the dog, basically. Wind. Straight on. Good boy. Straight. Good boy. Right, we're just crossing the school. Forward. Good boy. Leave it. He hesitated then. He was watching somebody on the other side of the road. Oh, this wind is a lot stronger than I thought, so I'm really sorry about that. I didn't think it was windy at all. It's very noisy here in the day, but at night it's dead quiet. Before I wait. Forward, good boy. Oh, we saw a badger along this road. It came running towards him. He tried to take a photo. Good boy, straight on. Sometimes we turn left there to do a little block walk. It ran straight towards him. It saw him and it froze. And it ran off, and then it did the same thing again, but he got a tiny bit of a photo of it, but it was very dark. He was on his way home from work last night. Good boy. Straight on, that's it. Straight on, good boy. Crossing another road now, wait. I can't really hear. I think there's a car waiting to turn out. There is. Oh, he's turned the engine off. Forward. Or she. Good boy. Steady now, steady. There's no need to rush because I can't, basically. I don't want to anyway. Good boy, you're doing well, and so am I. I'm very pleased to say. The wind's dropped a bit now as well. Or maybe we're just a bit more sheltered. Steady, it's very narrow here. Good boy. I can't believe I'm actually doing this. It's probably a couple of years since I did it with Niall. Or since I've been... Actually, that's a lie, because I have been on the other side of the road. Good boy. Going to the park, but straight on. It's not quite as far as this. Straight. Good boy. Go carefully now. That's a pub I'm going past now, the White Swan. And that's the thing to their centre, I think I've just walked over. Good boy. Wait. There's a couple of cars waiting to turn out here. It's very difficult to listen with that main road. Sorry, I just... brushed my hair out my face and I probably bashed the microphone. It's very busy here. We're at a roundabout on the other side.
Are you okay?
Yeah, is it all right to go now? It's a bit
depends.
Busy.
Do you just want to
cross? I just want to cross that way.
Yes, let me see.
It's a bit dodgy crossing here.
Oh, hold on, just wait a minute.
Oh, well, here comes something.
You can go now.
All right, forward, I'll okay.
Forward.
Thank you ever so much. Thanks
you
a lot.
Cross again.
I'm all right now, thank you. That was nice, because where I crossed there, it's the building line stops abruptly, and then you cross directly from behind the building line. So watch, good boy, careful. traffic can't actually see you, so it's a bit dodgy. Traffic coming out of the turning will find it hard to see you. Steady now. He's getting a bit excited because I think he thinks we're going to the park. Although we usually walk on the other side if we're doing that. I'll leave it. Wait. Good boy. The road is particularly busy now because forward, it's school time. Now the next junction is the last one along here, and that's a roundabout, and that's very dodgy. Leave it. I think you can see another dog. No. That's it. Good boy. We're doing well. He's trying to go 10 to the dozen. Now it's widened out, but good boy. And we're going around the corner of the roundabout. Steady now. Going around the corner of the roundabout. Good boy. Now, I might be lucky now. Is this car coming around? No. This is a horrible, horrible road here. Forward. We were lucky there. There's a car coming, but it was far enough off that I could get across. Now, down here, we're going past allotments on my left-hand side. The park is on the right. Steady now. Steady. Come on now. Up, up. Steady. Because there's some bollards. They plant them in the middle of the pavement so the cars can't park up here. Because it wouldn't be very good if we had to walk into the road because of a parked car. Good boy. You slowed right. Well done. He had to slow so carefully then to get past that without me touching it. There's another one in a minute. And then we're coming to the junction of Kent Road, which is where I'm walking, and Cray Avenue and Poverest. It's a crossroads. It's taking me past. Good boy. That's it now. It's just to the crossing now. Good boy, straight on. We're nearly at the crossing now. Hope he remembers how to find the box. All steady. Getting up an even pavement there. I'm getting a bit of exercise. Find the crossing now. Good boy. Find the crossing. Good boy. Find the crossing now. Now straight up. Now I'm going to get him to do, if I can find his treat. Bugger. I haven't got any pockets on my trousers. Where did I put his treat? And here it is. I don't know if someone's pressed it now. If they have, then I think they have. Forward, so he didn't get his treat. Good boy. He can have it on the other side instead. Actually, I'll put it in my bag. Good boy, straight. Sit. took too long finding it, didn't I? Good boy left. That's it, clever boy. Nearly there now. Nearly at the bus stop. I think I've just missed a bus. Just at the traffic lights. Here it goes. Never mind. There'll be another one or two. Good boy. Forward. You're a good boy, you are. Now, find the bus stop. Find the bus stop now. I think that was another one. And probably another one. Find the bus stop. Over to the bus stop. Good boy. Find the seat. Find the seat. Well done. Good boy. Oh, you did very well. I'm going to pause this now because it's too noisy. Oh, here comes a bus. Hold on. I don't know what number it is, though, so I've stopped it. To the door. Good boy, find the door. What number are you?
11.
Oh, lovely, thanks. Okay, thank you. Right. That's good. Come in, here you come. Oh. Here you come, he's a good boy. Okay. Oh, I'm hot now. Whew. Okay, folks, I'm now home after a very, very, very laborious wait for a cab. Oh, Nanny, you all right? He's just going mad. I'm going to let the boo-boo out as well because he's shut in his room. Come on. I let him in there to get some food before I left. Now, good boy, Tutu. Good boy, Niall. I've had a very, very successful trip. Niall, come. Good boy. Come here. Sit. Go on, out you go. I'm extremely pleased with myself for how it went. It may seem nothing to some people. Good afternoon, parakeets. Busy. Thank you, Lisa, for telling me about the jackdaws, by the way. I meant to put a comment on my boo, but, oh, there's a big spider web. And they were the ones in the grounds at the hotel, and I didn't know what they were. Have you finished? Good boy. Sit. Philip said they're jackdaws, so thanks for that. Go on, in you go. It's a pretty okay day. Weather-wise, it's been quite sunny and it's warm. It started to rain a little bit, but it never came to anything. What I did was, it's a bit noisy. I've got the recording. It's a bit windy to start with, and then it's quite noisy with the traffic. So if you want to skip it, then please do. But I just wanted a record. There's a letter here. I think that, don't know what that is. I think it was for Connor, actually. I walked, it only took me 15 minutes to walk to the bus stop, which is, it's never taken me any less than that, because it's a bit of a walk, and it means that I'm not going any slower now than I've always gone along there. You have to go a bit slow because it's narrow in places. But that was good, and I actually felt fine. I got to the bus stop and I went on a bus. Now, that may seem nothing to some people, and it's nothing to me. I've been to America and Nigeria on my own more than once. Travelling on my own, that is. But for me, in recent years, the last couple of years, I haven't felt great because of my kidney disease. And so it hasn't been easy. But when I was on holiday, it made me realise that actually I can do normal things, because I did. All right, calm down, both of you. I can still do normal things. It may be more tiring and I may be more limited, but I'm sure I can build up my stamina a bit. So actually going on my own like that, usually I get a taxi both ways. I walked to the bus stop. I got on the bus. I didn't record on the bus because you've heard, how many times have you heard me on a bus? Well, I've been with Obi, but on my own anyway. Not very often, probably never. So I don't know about that. Anyway, the bus is about 12 minutes or maybe a bit more, because it goes a long way round. And then I got off. Now, I didn't feel so good when I got off. I felt quite tired. I had to walk. It's a high street where I go. It's not Alpington High Street. It's not as big as Alpington High Street, but it's quite long. There's a lot of shops there and places, some places to eat and takeaways and stuff. Oops. And the bus doesn't go along there. You can, it, depending on what bus you get, you can stop at either end of it. So I got one that stopped at one end of it, and then so I had to cross over the main road. Well, it wasn't that busy, and then walk along all uphill, which I found a bit tiring. It's not a really, really, really steep hill like the one on the way home from the infamous Cock Inn, but it's steep enough. And so then I got to the dentist. I paid the money. I showed them my letter. She said they'd had an email saying that, you know, they'd sent them an email saying that it was their mistake. So hopefully they're going to get in touch with me and say I don't have to pay the fine now. I paid my $18.80. And then I came out of there, and then I had to walk all the way to the other end of the high street to the vets. And I was really thirsty. I always carry water with me. I carry a small bottle in my handbag, which is probably about 200 mils. I drank most of that. And I also had a litre bottle of water, which I didn't drink, because I only drink that if I have to, because you don't. It doesn't look very feminine drinking out of a big litre bottle in public. But I take it anyway, and I take wipes, because if I feel a bit faint, if it gets too hot, then I just put a bit of wipe over my face, and I didn't need to do that anyway today. So I had that in a bag. It's a bit of a pain, but at least I know that I've got everything I need to make me feel better if needs be. So we walked to the other end, and I stopped at Greg's, because it was my appointment at the vets was 25 to 4, and it was it was 4 o'clock, and it was when I left the dentist, it was 25 to 4. So I went to Greg's because it was on my way, and I got a bottle of Oasis, and I drank all that as well while I was waiting in the vets, mostly waiting to come home. So I got to the vets early, and I didn't have to wait till 4. I was finished by 10 to 4. His anal glands were a bit full. They weren't anything too bad. I think whatever irritation he had has gone. But anyway, she emptied them and he didn't really like it. But he had a treat and he ate it this time. And then it was 10 to 4 when I called a cab, and they said it'd be 15 minutes. And so then I called them again at about 6 minutes past 4, and it was a different person. It was a man. He was quite rude, and he said, you should have been told 25 minutes. So at 20 past 4, I got a text saying it was on its way, and at about 25 to 5, it turned up. So I could have been home a lot earlier, and I got a bit bored sitting in there. I recorded a little bit, but then they started to have what I thought was going to turn out to be personal conversation about someone's details, so I turned it off. Niall worked really well. The only thing he did, which was quite bad, and he got told off for it, was when I was coming out the door to go get to the taxi, I didn't have his harness on, because he wouldn't do this if he had his harness on, and usually I know if there's another dog there, so I can take preventative action. But there was another dog coming in. It was on a flexi lead, and he went to dive over to it, not in aggression, but just because he wants to play. So I had to give him a bit of a correction on the lead, because he does really pull me, and you know, that's not acceptable. But apart from that, his work is just, I have to say, it's perfect. You know, he sits, he finds everything. He found the dentist, he got on the bus, you know, finds the bus, he found the bus stop, he found the seat, he finds the crossings, he found Greg's, he found the vets. And considering he doesn't have a lot of work these days, he does pretty well, I think. So that was it was a very successful trip. It may not have been very exciting, but for me to do all that on my own, well, without using taxis both ways, I don't think I could have made it home without getting a taxi. I would have been a bit too tired, but that's my aim, to be able to do it like I used to, not use a taxi, just get the bus both ways. It's my aim to build up to that. I'm very, very, very proud of myself. I don't usually blow my own trumpet, and as I said, it's nothing to most people. But it's a big thing to me, and it's made me feel really good that I can do it. I mean, I suppose part of me always knew I could do it, but I've just got so fed up with the idea that everyone else is out and I'm stuck here. And why? I don't need to be stuck here. Even if it's a very boring thing I have to do, I can get out and walk to the bus stop and get on a bus. And it may not be a very good recording because of the wind and the traffic, but I've got it. Anyway, I'm going to finish it now because I'm going on a bit too much and I'm just so pleased. And I'm going to celebrate with a plum. Unfortunately, I like the ripe and at-home plums because I like to eat them unripe, but it's the end of the season for plums and cherries, and the ones I got from Tesco yesterday are a bit dry. They're not really... They're dry. They're kind of... They haven't got a lot of juice in, so they're not that great. But they'll get eaten along with the grapes and satsumas and nectarines and all that kind of glorious stuff, which I have to be a bit careful about how much I eat in a day, but because of potassium. But I can eat some of it, and I'm going to go and have a plum. I think I'm going to have a nice cup of tea because I think I've earned it. And then I've got to start doing stuff here because it needs doing. I think I'm going to make that lot of salmon. I don't know if I'm going to have any. It's salmon fillets. And I usually cook them wrapped in foil with lemon and black pepper, and they turn out really nice. Very simple. And then I might make the warm potato salad I make sometimes, or maybe just do new potatoes. And I've got these Mediterranean vegetables, which you buy ready prepared, although I could make them myself because I've got all the ingredients for it. And it's just carrots, basically carrots, onion and courgettes. And there might be a bit of sweet potato, which I haven't got, but I've got all the other stuff. I've got carrots, I've got most vegetables you can name. Vegetables. Every time I say that, I sound like a Chinese person. I keep saying that lately. Oh, the driver that brought me home was a one of the Nigerian ones. And he said, oh, he's got a lot of hair. And I said, yeah, I'm sorry about that. And he said, no, it's fine. He wasn't being rude. And I said, you know, if it was a British driver that said that, they say it in a very derogatory manner, like complaining. He wasn't complaining, but when I got out, I heard him like brushing it out, which is fine because that's all they need to do. They don't have to have, they make a big thing, oh, we've got to have the car valeted because you brought your dog in there and he made hairs. No, you don't have to do that. He doesn't go on the seat. You just get a brush, just brush it out. I mean, these people need to get real, you know what I mean? They need to put everything in context and, you know, how would they like it if they had to face some of the problems I've had to face? I wouldn't use their bloody cabs, excuse my French, if I was feeling better, and I'm aiming to try and ditch them because he's fine, but if I could pick and choose the drivers I have, that's fine, but you can't. So some of them are just plain horrible. Anyway, on that note, I will love you and leave you, and I'll speak to you again very soon. Have a lovely weekend, everyone, and don't do anything I wouldn't do. It's starting to rain, I think. I got in time, didn't I? It started to rain when I got off the bus, but the sun was out and it was just like little tiny bits of moisture. But it's definitely starting to rain now. Let's have a look. They did forecast heavy thundery showers. Is this going to be one of them? Let's have a look. It's definitely raining. It didn't rain this much when I was out. It rained a little bit. Okay, that's all I came back to say. Oh, yeah, the thing with this iOS 9, there's some really weird things. I don't know if anyone else has noticed. When you answer the phone, if you've got vibrate on, which I have, when you answer the phone, you put it to your ear, and it does one more really loud vibrate, right down your ear, which is actually quite horrible. And it's a bit disconcerting because the first couple of times it happened, I just thought that I hadn't answered it. It was still ringing, but it wasn't. Another thing I've noticed is with Audio Boom, actually. sometimes when you want to resume recording or something like that, the screen just appears to be blank and you can't find anything on there. It says some things, but I can't explain it. You can't find them to double tap on them. And the only way to get round it is to, this is what I do. I press the home button and then go back on it again. And it seems to be fine. It's just a funny little glitch. And I've noticed that the app switcher is back to what I call back to front. but that doesn't really matter. I've used the power saving option. It's a bit irritating because it locks the screen, which I don't like. I wish it would just dim it and not lock it. But once you charge your phone up again, it actually automatically alerts you and turns it off. So that's quite good because I never have my screen locking. Anyway, I'm off to make that tea and have that plum.